This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Next, the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Sexy little, what are you this week? Puppies.
Wallabies.
Wallabies?
Wallaby gangsters.
Wannabes. Are you right, Will?
Yeah, good, thank you, yourself.
Yeah, I'm not bad, Tom.
A little bit sleepy, but full of vigour.
Okay, play the thing.
The thing.
How many weeks is it? How many weeks is it now he's got it wrong?
You are just a pile of mistakes, Mr.
You're
William.
Just awful. Will.
What's the matter?
Oh, not this, not this! We haven't done that for many a week now. Play the other one. What's this one?
Ooh.
Oh, this is Star Wars.
Grand.
What is this? I hate it already.
It's,
oh, Will, you're not going to last long here, mate.
Every Friday.
What? Oh, it's terrible.
Every Friday.
Is this Star Trek?
No.
No.
What is it?
It's Back to the Future.
Oh, I've never seen Back to the Future. Never seen it.
Neither have I.
Anyway, that is the shittest one you've played yet. turn that off, Will.
Doesn't really get the vibe of the show, though.
Nah. You meant to pick it up straight away, and that's just terrible.
This is a downward spiral from here.
Got anything else? Ooh. That'll do. Okay, now we're
that's
talking.
That's a bit better.
Right.
The bubbles in the background.
Tom, how many Fridays?
A Friday!
How many funds are going to be had today?
Oh, three. We're going to have three funds.
I'm going to have eight funds for every segment we're going to do. That's eight. We break up into quarter of an hour slots for you.
Seggies. A couple of seggies for you.
Oh dear. The show today is about future. That is the theme. What's going to happen in the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Who knows? Magical stuff, I hope. Tweet in at FUBAR Radio or tweet in at Jack with two A's and let me know. Have you ever thought of an invention? What is it? Have you ever made it? Do you want to make it? What is it? Later on.
Let us steal your ideas.
Please, please. We've got Colin Furze. I really need to know.
Just Furze.
We've got Colin Furze coming up later on in the show, who's just created an underground bunker for his YouTube channel. Well, for him mainly, but he's put it on his YouTube channel and it's got 5 million views in 2 days, so he's quite the inventor. So tweet in with your inventions and we'll put him to Colin. What have you been up to this week, Will?
Just, we've been quite a busy week this week, so I have actually been spent a lot of time here, but we had a night out last Friday.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, all three of us.
How much? No.
Nope.
Two of us?
Yeah, I had to go home.
You had to go. You had a little headache, didn't you?
A big headache.
We had a night out. Someone lost their telephone.
Oh, that's
heard
me.
About this.
Yeah.
Go on.
Had it 6 days, and I say it was stolen. Other people say it was lost.
Anyone that loses it says it's stolen.
I genuinely think it was stolen because it was turned off straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, but he did say when he lost it, he had 15% battery.
Did you?
Yeah, but it was off straight away.
True.
I tried to call you on your cell phone.
I tried to call you from rehab, they said.
And I put my phone back on Friday. I've got a replacement phone. And Jack texted me on the Sunday saying, oh, sorry to hear you lost your phone, mate.
Satire.
Which is comedy.
but you being genuine.
I'm just a piss taker, mate.
Whilst we were out,
that's
though,
me, you will. That's
I want to ask you this, Jack. Whilst we were out, we went to a little place with old Robbie Knox.
Ooh.
We saw a few famous faces.
Oh, what, me?
No, you were yeah, in the train with a headache.
Okay.
But we saw some people, and I was like, oh my God, it's him! And then Will.
Who?
Saw Matt Lucas from Little Britain
from
and
Star
Shooting
Wars.
Stars. No, it's George Lucas.
Oh, okay, Matt Lucas, yeah, yep. The bald guy.
Got it. Saw him, and then we saw Matt Berry, but he's always there.
Yeah. Matt Berry! Even I've seen him there.
Have you heard of Mad Men?
I have heard of Mad Men.
John Hamm, the lead guy from Mad Men?
Nope.
Well, the lead guy from Mad Men was there, and then walking, I was amazed by him, because Mad Men's a big, huge globe.
It's global,
but it's won Golden Globes and stuff like that.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's massive. He's a massive American actor. That's amazing. We're walking down the street, and then suddenly, like, oh my God! It's like you never guess what I just saw. Suggs from Madness.
Did you?
Why is that like that? That's not big.
Wow.
Suggs from Madness.
Yes, it is. It's class.
That's not class. Mad Men or Madness?
Oh no!
Come on!
No.
Oh, fucking hell.
Sug.
Sug was top of my list.
Baggy trousers.
Yeah, what? Was he walking that a bit funny?
No, he was smoking.
He was smoking something.
Oh, I wonder what he was smoking. One of the blues. Oh, green. Oh, a bit of green. Well, I don't know weeds. Have you ever had a weed?
No.
Are you so I've had weed?
What happened, man?
Oh,
you're constantly chugging on weed.
Tom's got the hungries.
I am. So high, all you guys look like ants.
Remember, guys, do tweet in, let us know. Have you ever come up with an invention? If so, what? Let's steal your ideas. Will, what are you going to get up to like at the weekend and stuff?
I think I'm just going to enjoy the football being back on our screens.
Oh, true. The international break's shit, innit?
Yeah, I hate it.
Shit.
What are you doing? You back off tonight, back to Norwich?
Yeah. I mean, the last two Saturdays I've been planning to go boogie at the waterfront, and I don't think it hasn't happened the last 2 weeks.
Do you think you'll get back all right this week? You had a bit of a mishap last week.
I did.
Let's bring the bed off. Serious talk.
Yeah, no, last week, I usually get the train to London, but to save a few pence last week, I decided to get the coach because I was coming with my girlfriend. So I headed over to the coach station after I left you guys. You guys were off mingling with Suggs and that shitty one time.
Baggy trousers!
And I went to the coach station, and when I got there, queuing up, platform number one, not platform, gate number one, and my coach driver was arguing with someone in the queue.
Hey! You're an idiot!
That's exactly what he said.
Get off my bus!
He added that as well, which was great. And I don't know what the argument was about, but the coach driver thought it'd be great just to get back in his coach.
Oh, good fuck this!
And drive off to Norwich.
Move out the way! Beep, beep, beep.
Without me.
See you later, Jack.
Cheers, Tom. Cheers. Coach driver drove off, left us all stranded in Victoria Coach Station. It was about 11:30, me, my girlfriend and three strangers. And we didn't know what to do, so I suggested we get a taxi back to Norwich. And I ended up sharing a taxi with three random people all the way back to Norwich. Got to know them quite well, but it did cost us £200.
Was it... because that's horrible. And but that's probably, I mean, the fact there's people, other people waiting there, that was a big bonus. But yeah. Like, was the chat flowing with you and these guys, or was it?
Yeah, no. Actually,
it was all right.
Yeah, because I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but I was the saviour of the thing. So I was like, right, will you do this? Where have you got to go? You're going to chip in this much. You're going to do this, right? Okay. I had my laptop open because my phone had died, so I was charging it off the input, my laptop input. So it was all happening. I took charge, like. David Cameron or someone.
Don't be him.
Like
anyone you could pick.
Muller, Thomas Muller.
You could pick. Yep.
Yeah, I charged like Thomas Muller and got us back. And when I got back, the Spanish man, he teaches Spanish at the college in Norwich. He shook my hand and he went, "Thank you, Jack. You are a great leader." And walked.
Great up. Leader. He Jack, did not say great leader.
I honestly swear
and,
down.
And then I turned water into wine, and then you know.
No,
you did. I genuinely didn't do that.
He genuinely said great leader, and I've got proof to back that up.
But okay, after being a great leader, didn't something else happen? You've tweeted a few little people kicking off at you and stuff. And then I saw you one of your tweets, and the guy was like, "You don't know who I am."
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that, Pete?
That's a different story for later on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring it up later on. But when I was in Victoria Coach Station, and like it was sort of emptying out and stuff, I thought, oh, no, shit. Could this really be happening? So I went up to the guy behind the counter, and I don't mean to be offensive, but I find people who work in London are often very, like, nonchalant. They just, like, don't really give a shit. Like, I don't know if it's because they're more stressful or whatever it is. But
the city.
In the big smoke, I was like, mate, has the 490 to Norwich gone? And he went, yeah. And I went, okay, well, it didn't have anyone on it. It just went without me. And he went, that's a shitter. What do you? And then he went, well, you can wait for the 7 o'clock one. I went, that's 8 hours, mate. What do you mean? Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck this. So I'm in the process of complaining with a few emails have been sent. Let me tell you, Will.
Strongly worded.
A few caps here and there.
Any exclamation marks?
But fully punctuated and fairly grammatical.
Ooh. Fairly grammatical.
Yeah. I'm very jealous of your plans for the weekend, Tom.
Ooh. Yeah, after show, I'm going to head off to a little place called Centre Parks. Oh. I've never been before. I'm very excited. It's a little birthday treat.
Not the park on the left, not the park on the right, the centre park.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I've been before, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Rapids?
No.
You've not been on the rapids at centre park?
I chill out when I'm there, mate. I don't do all you kiddie slides, bruv.
Let me tell you, mate, that's... Oh, that's an experience, let me tell you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've brought my cozzy, a few of them.
Yeah?
My tankini. And I'm...
That's an image.
Yeah. All right, mate. Let me see. Body conscious over here.
This I've actually just remembered a funny story from when I went to Centre Parks. I was with my girlfriend, and I was bullshitting. Well, we went on the rapids, of course we bloody did. And I was in the swimming bit. What's it called? The pool. Yes, I was in the pool. And two little girls, right? And they could not have been older than 12 or 14. Hand hovering over the dump button. No, two little girls come up to me and they ask for a picture.
Why?
I was like, because I'm Jack, mate. I'm big online, mate. Big online.
Really?
Oh my god, do you know Tom Norris?
Yeah, they're like, oh, where's that other guy? The funny one.
Dream on, pal. Dream on. So I had a picture with them, but because my arms are longer than theirs, they asked if I could take the selfie. So I was like, yeah, alright. So I'm there, only in swim shorts, very wet. These girls are like, wet hair, little girl bikinis. And I've got my arm outreach with my arm sort of, not touching them, but like round them like that, taking a picture, and the dad turned up. As if I've just gone, oh, see these two little girls here. I'm just going to take a little selfie. Yeah, so that was Centre Parks, and you'll enjoy it, mate. You will enjoy it.
I'll probably just hang out with my friends.
Oh, adults.
Hey, all my adult friends.
Oh, scum, scum. Anyway, it is time for the first song. What are we going to?
The Future Heads, Hounds of Love.
Nice. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
When I was a child, running in the night, I was afraid of what might be. Hiding in the dark and hiding on the streets for none of what was following me.
enjoyed that. What, Future Heads?
Yes.
I've never really listened to them before, but that was a bit alright.
Quality band. I'll throw you in the lake.
I met one of the guys. I did a little campaign with them up at Newcastle.
What was that about?
I can't remember. Irrelevant. Anyway, Will, you know I'm a big fan of you.
Yeah?
I think you're one of the best producers in all of the... not all of the lands, but most of the lands.
In this land right now, is it just in here, not Adam?
In this room, in this four wall. Oh, yeah,
Adam's just out there.
Oh, yeah, they're all producers, aren't they?
You know, but so, it's only in this studio now you're the best.
Yeah.
But in the whole gallery...
That side of the desk.
It'll be Adam, then
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, if me and Tom turned our hand at producing, we'd probably be a bit better.
Smash it.
Okay, you're the best producer for you.
Stood in your shoes now.
Yeah. Wearing that coat and that...
But
and that hair. So you've got that, right? Anyway, I really like you. So what I've done, I've kind of... You know how you usually call a celebrity up at the top of the show?
Oh, yeah.
And that's a lot of laughs.
Producing.
Well, yeah. Well, I thought I would... we've had a lot of guests on who you've obviously been big fans of in the past.
We're loads talking, of them.
Yeah, like Kian Toomey, Jack Howard, Ben Cook, all that.
Lovely guys.
And I thought I would spend the week calling up some of them and getting you a few little treats in, a few little presents from each other.
That's so nice of you, Jack.
A bit of memorabilia.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Shall we say. So, first of all, I called up Kian Toomey, and this is what he had to say. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is that Kian?
Yeah.
Hello, Kian, are you right? It's Jack.
All right, man.
Yeah, you good, man. What are you up to?
Lying in bed with Emily.
Oh, that's cool, because Up's inquiry is about Emily, actually, to be fair. You remember when you when I called you up for Fubar Radio?
Yeah.
Our producer, Will, he's a big, big fan of Emily.
Okay.
And basically, I'm just trying to get Will's a few treats, because he's been a good producer over the 8-9 shows, and I asked him what would he like, and he basically just wondered if you could... It's going to sound a bit weird, but I think you'll be cool with it. He was just wondering if you could send, like, maybe some, like, bikini pics of Emily or something like that, just because he's a big fan, so...
You want me to get into... a bikini and send a picture?
No, of the real Emily, because he's been stalking her on
the
Twitter.
Real Emily?
Yeah.
What?
So, because he's been stalking your girlfriend on Twitter, because he's a big fan of you.
He wants a picture of my girlfriend in her bikini.
Is that possible?
Why would that be possible? Why is that acceptable?
Oh, he just keeps going on about her, like, every week, and it's like...
Yeah, and you think that you'd have, like, the decency or the intelligence to say, you know, that's a bit too far, man, you know?
Oh, we tell him all the time, mate. We know it's disgusting, but he's just, you know what he's like, he's just a bit weird. Okay.
You know me, like, you're not supposed to... You're supposed to at least try and back me up a little bit with it, like...
Okay, mate, sorry,
that's
well...
creepy, that's really creepy.
Okay, I regret asking now. Yeah, I'll tell him tomorrow. It's bang out of order that he goes on about it, to be honest. Yeah, I'll let him know, Kian. That's wrong.
If he says that to you again, just tell him straight. Just say, that's just really weird.
Okay,
you
mate.
You shouldn't have to ask anyone about that. That's just creepy, man. It's not funny. Seriously, I'm really pissed off, Jack, honestly, man.
Uh-oh.
Well, thanks, Jack. You really are a great guy.
That would have been good, though, wouldn't it? A few Emily picks.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
A few bikini shots.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're blushing, man.
I'm unsure Kian will be back on the show anytime soon.
Thanks, question mark.
You fucked that one up, didn't you?
Yeah, Will.
You and your creepy
you shouldn't have been greedy. Why are you stalking her?
Did you get the pictures or...
No. I reckon it's time for Will Willie Want Ya.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Will Willie Want Ya? Will Willie Want Ya? What do you want it? Where do you want it? When do you want it? Now!
That's amazing.
First of all, it's just going to be that little bit at the beginning, but I love that.
The
Will Willie Want Ya?
I enjoyed it.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're going to go head-to-head and try and... persuade little Willy across the desk.
Tiny little Willy.
To pick our futuristic ideas over each other's.
Yes.
Tom, I think, I don't know what the scores have been in previous shows, but we'll
get someone to count that.
Yeah, we're fairly evil. Evil?
Evil. We're fairly evil.
We're very even. Anyway, Tom, you can kick this off, and
oh, thanks,
I want to know, or Will would like to know, what website would you create for the future?
Ooh. Well, this might sound a little bit Black Mirror-y, basically. But
so, basically, you've ripped off Black Mirror.
No.
Take that into consideration, please, William.
Oh. So, my website is called Social Ghost. You listening, Will?
Yeah.
You sign up to the site and you give in all the logins to all your old profiles and all the old social things, like Bebo, MySpace,
nice.
All of that. anything you've had an account on before. And basically, what it's going to do, it's going to go in there, it's going to take all the information from everything you've ever posted, anything you've liked, anything you've retweeted, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And it takes it, basically, it figures out how long ago it was when you were last on there. So if you like left MySpace when you were 14, it will then like reactivate it as if you're 14. It'll start posting things for you.
Wow.
So you'll be having all this nostalgia, seeing all these things going on. I'm getting your Bebo will be going, doing Bebo things when you're 12. It'll just be living your life through that. So you look back and go, oh, when I was 12, I would have said that now about this kind of thing. Wait, really interesting.
Wait, Bebo's no longer about, neither is MySpace. So what
MySpace
would,
is about.
Yeah, but it's music. It's not social. So what would happen?
The thing is, though, because I didn't know that, it isn't. It's actually still normal.
Okay.
The research for this went really well.
So what would you do, Will? Do you like that?
Isn't that just time hop?
No, because it carries on living for you.
So it keeps tweeting new stuff based on what you would have said.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Well, you don't, okay, well, you don't
I'll
like
go,
that.
Well, okay, mine, I don't mind
why
it.
Why do you listen to his first before we go mugging mine off?
Will will like mine. I do just need to apologise
to like mine.
All the female listeners. I know we've got some lovely females out in the gallery there. So just cover your ears a little bit. This is a little bit crude. Willie, I know your mum could be listening. So Judith, maybe just turn off for a minute. And the same to your lovely mum, Tom. It is a little bit crude. Okay. But Dapper, if you're listening, take notes, bruv. So this website is called Cinder.com.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's a play on Tinder. And basically, it's like Tinder, but it just cuts out the bullshit, yeah? You see a girl, you want to sleep with her, so you swipe right. If she swipes right too, she's keen and all, clearly. And that eliminates all the bullshit that Tinder doesn't. We know why people use Tinder, yeah? It's for a quick, easy bit of sex, really, innit? Well, Cinder doesn't pretend to be something it's not. And also, once you match, it gives you the options. What do you expect from this girl, Will? Bit of head, bit of hands, knees and toes?
Bit of head.
Don't worry about that, though. It's not misogynistic. She'll be selecting options too. She might want you to get touchy-feely or even use that lazy tongue of yours for once, William. You don't know what she's going to want, all right? It's not that crude, to be honest. You both know what you're on there for. You're cutting the crap and you're getting down to the fun part, right? Everyone loves not having to... Everyone loves sex and everyone loves not having to pay for the cinema. So, Will, don't feel wrong for choosing Cinder. It's either that or a wank.
Why is it called Cinder? Can I ask us, why is it called Cinder?
Sins.
Cinder. Oh, okay. Why don't you call it Rimdia?
Will, what one do you prefer, mate?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
So you're either gonna be a creepy guy wanting sex with people in a weird way.
You're gonna be creepy. You're gonna want sex with humans, Will. That's well creepy.
Yeah, but
we're
Tom,
all kids.
Underage. I have to be honest. Then I'll have to go with Jax.
Thank you very much, sir. I am buzzing.
Yeah, that. Judith, you raised a pervert.
Oh, thank you.
Ding.
Uno nil.
Maybe you can have the second go of Jackie.
Yeah, I'll kick off.
What are we on to now? What topic?
Handheld invention. So this is something you would hold in your hand, Will, right? So, Will, what I want to create is virtual mirrors, right?
They exist, don't they?
No, wait, virtual mirrors. I'd love to be able to hold my hands apart and almost create like a force field that is totally reflective. But not for me, for the person opposite me, right? Because I would love to show people sometimes what they actually look like, right? In normal situations. And I would use it solely for chavs. Because I can't fuck... Oh, I'm fluffing.
I don't fluff, right?
Because I can't... I can't read.
I couldn't read a script. No, because... I mean, this isn't scripted, Will. This is not scripted. Oh, I've fucking lost the point. I want a mirror so when chavs are being chavvy in the street, I can go up to them and go, this is what you look like. And then they'll be like, oh, that's why I didn't get that job at Barclays. Because they're wearing a hoodie. Do you know what I mean? I was walking down the street the other day and there was a guy in a hoodie smoking what I thought was like smelly tobacco.
Ooh.
Yeah, so maybe... I think he had one weed in there.
Was it a doobie?
He had a little spliffy. And he's walking down the street and he went, yeah, fuck it. I didn't get it. I knew I wouldn't get it the moment I walked in. I don't even want to work at Barclays. I said, well, we don't want you to work there, mate, to go in and be asked how many peas we want.
You can blame Miss Barclay for that.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's gone.
Alright, I fluffed it a bit, but that's what I want.
Right, well, mate. If you think that's fluffing, then you should hear mine. So, you know you say handheld, maybe we can do wrist held.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. It's fashionable. It's a nice looking watch. It's not just a normal watch.
Right.
How about this?
An iWatch.
No. How about this? This is so... bizarre. Basically, you do a big breath first. This is what you need to do for this to work. And then, out of your watch, you shoot a bubble around your breath. Yeah? You with me?
Yeah.
And somehow it stays floating where it is in the air, stay with me. So it's a big old bubble in the air. But then, because your watch is wireless and it's connected to the bubble, you can just project your television on it.
Oh, that's right.
And then it's going to be called the Broadcast Bubble. No. Bubble Breath Company.
Why has this got anything to do with breath?
BBC.
I quite like that, Tom.
That's just a telly.
No, but it could be anywhere. And then you pop it at the end of it. And then...
Okay, well, we know Tom's got the point. Will's already written it on the sheet.
I like that, Tom.
I mean, you didn't have much to choose from there.
We're at another tiebreaker situation.
Oh, no!
How bizarre.
Oh, God. I don't want to choke on this one. I want to smash this one. This one is a service.
A service for in the future.
Yeah. Is it my go first?
Yeah, it's your go, Tom.
Right, mine, I don't even need to read this because I know what I'm doing.
Oh, go on.
This one, I actually think could be a thing.
Go on.
It's called Present Bot. So basically, you have to go online, or use an app. It's just a service that's provided. Mm-hmm. If you're like me, and sometimes you can struggle to think of ideas for presents, some original ideas, some things that people actually want.
I never struggle.
No?
Smash it.
You just get free shit from someone and give it to someone else, yeah?
Oh, Fuji, I like your cameras. Oh, Fiona, I got your new cameras. Oh, bright and sparkly.
Anyway, back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
If you're struggling, can't think of any ideas, so you got someone, you think this is their age, this is what they've previously bought, this is the kind of interest, you fill in the questionnaire about this person, and it's going to give you a big list of things that might be a good present to suit them. Because, I mean, once I got Caitlin for Christmas... a salad box with different departments in it.
Why?
And a light with batteries for the light. That's why I need it. But I'm usually good. But one year I just thought, she'll use all this stuff. It'll be useful. She wasn't best pleased with me.
Right. And, who doesn't want a salad box for Christmas?
Yeah. Oh.
You shouldn't have.
Ungrateful.
You really shouldn't have.
Did it?
I want to have a break.
Did it come with salad?
No.
Okay, well, that's his one.
Okay.
But Present Bot, don't focus on the salad bit. The idea, Present Bot.
Present Bot. Forget the shitty salads. Focus on the really good Present Bot idea.
Present Bot.
Mine is... So mine's called adoptatom.com.
Do that again?
Adoptatom.com.
Nice.
Yeah? And basically, some people are lucky enough to have a little sidekick, a little side man, a little side bae, like me, right? This little nozzer here. He's like a Neopet, except it's absolutely fine to bully him.
Change me!
He also... he pretty much begs to be prodded with the banter stick every single week, and I believe everyone should have their own, yeah? Ricky Gervais has Carl Pilkington, the Football Ramble have Petey Donaldson, and we have little nozzer over here, right? I almost feel sorry for anyone who doesn't have a Tom Norris. That's why I want Adopt the Tom... .com to be a reality today. Imagine it, Will. Give him a title he'll like, some bullshit like co-host, and he'll be happy, yeah? He won't realise he's merely a slave. He'll do all the work, all the planning. He'll even drive you to work sometimes, free of charge.
Never done that.
It's amazing, and, Dr. Tom.
Okay, so I've got to choose a winner out of that.
Yeah.
That piss poor selection.
Oh, wait. This little adopter Tom, this little nozzle, he won't even bug you, alright? You can pretend your phone's broken all week and he doesn't question it, right? He'll likely buy the shit console so he can't bother you on the proper PS4. And the best thing, he'll habitat an area 65 miles away from you that nobody's fucking heard of. I can't see any negatives to having a little nozzle all over the bloody place. Thank you.
Interesting. Yeah. Big decisions for me here. But this week's winner is Jackmate. Congratulations.
Can you explain your decision, please?
I just couldn't get the salad box out of my mind.
Will, you don't need to explain yourself, mate.
Nah.
Maybe, Will, if you wore better presents, you might not be lonely.
Should we go to a song?
Yeah, let's go to a song.
We're going to The Strokes 1251.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely stuff by the Strokes. Good shout, Tom. Was that you or
was
that Will?
It was me.
That was me. That was thanks.
You don't shout anything.
We are with the lovely Helen Anderson.
Hello.
That was her.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You're just pressing your face against the mic.
He said use this as a reference point, so I'm putting my snoz on it.
How you been, Helen?
I've been really good. I've just got back from my UK tour with my band, and yeah, I'm really, really tired.
Yeah, you do look a bit tired.
Thank you.
Where did you go on this tour?
I went Leeds, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham and London.
Oh,
it was super fun.
Best gig?
Electric Ballroom in London.
Shittest one?
You can't say that.
Oh god, I don't know. I can't remember. Like, I don't know where I was half the time.
I heard Birmingham was pretty bad.
Full of scum.
But say Birmingham, Helen.
Birmingham.
Yeah, that was shit. Well, what's up with your play?
Fuck off.
It's kicking off. Jeez, no, Will's actually a big, big fan of you.
Oh, thanks, Will. Yeah,
as you know, because I called you up and we spoke about it.
I haven't heard that yet, so.
Okay.
Judging by the first one, I'm excited to listen to it. Yeah.
Hence why I'm sitting all the way over here.
Oh, right, into the questions. I guess we're going to have to get a little bit formal.
All right.
Why was your name Melon Lady? Is it just because it rhymes with Helen?
Because it was... my name's been Melon since I was like 5 years old. But I don't know, there wasn't...
Officially or...?
No, my dad calls me... My dad even calls me Mel, which is short for Melon. So I'm like, all right, you could have just called me that in the first place. But
could he not just short Helen?
Hell.
I was like, don't call me that. I don't know, the username Melon wasn't available, so because I was lazy and didn't really care at that point, I was like, Melon, and then shit got serious, and I'm like, oh, what lame. Hence why I changed it.
So you're not Melon Lady on anything anymore?
No, if someone calls me Melon Lady, I won't talk to them. I'm like, well, no, that sounds awful. I'm like, that's not my name anymore.
Does your dad still call you it? Or?
My dad still calls me Mel.
Oh.
That is like my nickname, but I just didn't want it to be that on the internet because you know, sounds weird.
Tom, what's that? Why am I called Jackmate? Are you asking? Oh, I'll tell you the story. Actually,
I just thought you just picked a shit name.
You was wondering it, weren't you?
Nah,
well, was you wondering?
Do you what, mate?
You was wondering why?
Nah, not bothered.
Helen, what's been the standout moment of your YouTube career so far? What's been one moment where you thought, shit, this is pretty big?
Coming on
I'd probably get a hit here. This is probably the pinnacle of my career. I don't really know. It's probably when I did like Summer in the City and just had a huge queue of people just wanting pictures, and I was like, oh my god, do people actually watch me? Like, are they looking, they exist, they're not just numbers. So yeah.
I've done that. It's a weird, weird feeling.
Do you call your fans a name?
Yeah.
Is it under a name?
My little melons.
Melons. Melon
my seeds.
Yeah, just seeds.
Oh, here's my seedy seeds.
Do that.
I don't actually. I was going to call them, like, I don't know, melonheads, but then I was like, that's lame.
Cool.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like that. I don't think you should name your fans because it gives it kind of...
belittles them.
Yeah. We're all people. We're all cool.
Yeah.
We're all here together.
When I was going through my really cool, like, yeah, I'm just going to slag the world off proper hard stage...
Yeah, I remember that was really cool.
I instantly looked at Tom because I knew he was going to slag me up. I thought I was going to call my fans jack-offs.
Wow. Come here, my little jack-offs.
All 12 of them. Imagine that.
That's too young.
Oh, no. Alan, what do you think of YouTube culture?
What do you mean?
This whole, like, kind of like what you're talking about, like the whole Summer in the City, celebrity screaming.
It's totally lame. Like, I hate it.
Right.
I don't... I like going somewhere in the sea. You get to catch up with mates, you get to see, and you get to meet people. But it's just like the whole, we're really popular, we're going to sit on this table together on our own and not to talk to anyone that's got less subscribers than me.
Exactly. Like Mean Girls.
Yeah, it's like that. Like, I go in a place and I just say hi to everyone and be like, how you doing, sort of thing. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you go to some places and... literally, people won't even make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about networking and talking and getting to know new people, but I get the vibe if someone already thinks that they're better than you, they won't even make the effort to give you the time of day, which I just think is not cool.
Yeah. what did you think of the green room, so to speak?
Well, when I got there, all the food had run out, so I was pretty annoyed when I got in there. So... It was all right. It's nicer because there's a lot of people like hanging out, chilling, killing sort of thing. And it was all right. But like I said, there's some people that just keep themselves.
I think it's a good idea because obviously if there's loads of like screaming fans around, they need...
Jack-offs.
You mean in respect of having a separate room? Like, I totally think that's cool because although like it's great meeting like subscribers and people, I found if I just walked out into the main bit, like to get a coffee, you get swamped by people.
Yeah.
And if you've got a deadline or you need to be somewhere on stage at a certain time, like you kind of need a space where you can just chill, do your thing, and then go and do that without, you know, having to get loads of pictures done. And not saying that's a bad thing, but it sort of like takes you away from what you're supposed to be doing.
You need a disguise.
A disguise?
Yeah.
Like your Halloween mask.
A moustache.
Yes. Nice.
I just find the only negative thing about that room is I find that some people use it just to be like, I'm in the room. I'm in the room with everyone else. Yeah. Like, I'm in the Zoella room, whatever it's called. I don't know. I don't even think she's been in the last few years. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, some people go there just to chill out because they need the space. Other people are there like... got a fucking wristband, mate. So
someone's doing a panoramic picture, like, oh, all my friends, and none of them are looking at me.
I know, I hear you.
What would you be doing then if you weren't big on the old internet? What would your life be?
I'd probably either just be in my band, but I really wanted to go into documentary making.
Ooh. Okay,
like, or making films about people and animals.
any type of person who, if you could, if you were, so you're not doing this anymore, you're a documentary maker, if you could make a documentary about any person, who it could be done before, but you could do it better.
Well, can I just say, Will, can you stop looking at Helen like that?
I'm actually just thinking about what this call is going to entail.
No,
so
it's weird.
Fucking hell.
Ask the question.
Sorry, Tom, go on.
I think I would probably do like portrait documentaries on interesting people, but then I'd really like to film Wes Anderson, do like a, hey, I'm Wes Anderson, I'm totally cool, I'm a filmmaker.
See Mateo there.
Yeah, I do like that.
Have a good day.
Do you get the reference straight away?
Yes.
Well, go on.
I do. That is... I can't read it. That's from... I can't remember the film name.
The Life Aquatic.
That's it, Life Aquatic. Mr. Zizou.
Have
you seen the documentary of called Iris about the New York old lady? Is really fashionable.
No,
should do. Watch it on Netflix. It's really good.
Oh, well, I did see that come up. I was like, that's the next one.
Good. Our theme today is the future.
Okay.
And inventions and stuff.
Yes.
Have you ever had a good idea for an invention?
I have loads of great ideas for inventions.
Share, please. One.
Oh, this is... this is my daydream stuff, is inventing. But like, now you've put me on the spot.
Nothing.
I can't think of what I've invented.
Okay.
But give me a few minutes and I'll come back to it.
You come back. Okay, so we'll just talk about Will. Well, you got a creepy look in your eye there.
Sorry about this, Helen. It's not always like this.
It is.
It's gone very white.
Yeah.
It's gone poor pigmentation.
That's just the eczema.
Oh, God.
No, that'd be red. I've just got poor pigmentation.
You're just slagging yourself off now.
I might as well. Fuck so.
You got any questions, Tom? Tom just got off in the corner drinking Lucozade. We're doing a radio show, mate.
All right, getting the vibe back up. Jesus.
You need to calm down, mate.
What's your greatest achievement, Ellen?
Let me think. Probably obviously like doing performances to big crowds because you think, yes.
All right, what's your biggest crowd?
Oh, okay. Well, Lecture Ballroom was pretty big.
Yeah.
And we were supporting Waves, which is like a really awesome band.
Yeah.
And we like look up to them and they're cool.
Nice.
But we did play Green Man Festival and I didn't think that we would have like a big crowd because of the stage we're playing on, but I couldn't see the end of the people, which was so awesome. I was
awesome.
My God.
Really?
We are Green Man.
Yeah, it was wicked.
What year did you play?
It was like 2 years ago, I think. But that was like the best festival ever because it was that summer was when we all really bonded as a band. We had just had the best time.
Nice.
Like, it was so cool.
Were you in the band or in bands before YouTube?
I've been playing in bands since I was 14.
So that's like, your real love?
Yeah.
And YouTube's like a thing?
I don't know. I never had the thing, I'm going to be a YouTuber. Like, I just fell into it. Like, I have been kind of going with the flow of the YouTube thing since I started. Because it was almost like, I got asked to make videos about certain things by people, like how to do your hair. Or
what, before you was even a YouTuber?
Yeah, well, basically, it's because I... so weird. Like, basically, I had a Tumblr account, and I was just doing the normal stuff. Oh, rebrand that, that looks nice. And I had put a picture up of myself with, like, purple long hair, and I got loads of reblogs, and people started asking me questions about how I got my hair that colour, and I thought, oh, you know what, I'm so sick of writing the same thing over and over again. I'm just going to make a video about it.
Yeah.
So I made a video about it, and then people... like loads, it got loads of views. People started asking me to make more videos, and I was like, well, what on? Like, I don't know what, because I never saw myself as like doing that. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Right.
Like, I used to just watch like Smosh and like cats and dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that there was actually a thing of being a YouTuber. So I completely had no idea what I was doing for quite a while, and then it sort of turned into a thing.
Nice. Good a reason as any.
Definitely.
What was your first video, Jack?
Hate the Prime Minister.
Helen's actually got a lovely story about how she fell into it. Mine is just, I sort of made a video sort of teaching people what they can do with a banana, but not what you're thinking. Not what you're thinking. Like, some of the reasons I gave was you can
pretend it's a gun, isn't it?
Pretend it's a rob a bank with it. You can get a few fruity friends and make a face out of it. If you wish hard enough, you can swap it for something nice. And in the video, I held the banana, and then I did a cut, and it changed to a little Milky Way. And
that is something nice.
It's something really nice.
See, you said it's not what you thought it was, which you just said what I thought it would be.
What?
Like, doing all that. I thought you may have genuinely you could make banana bread, or you can put it in a microwave and make a nice dessert. Like...
Oh, that shows the difference between female thinking and male thinking. And with that, we're going to go to a song. We're going to go to one of your songs, Helen.
Oh, okay.
Or your band songs. It's Box of Light. I can't remember the title. Remind
Say
me.
Say it first.
Say it first. There we go.
Yay.
I said
That's
it
me.
First.
You did say it first, Tom.
I did say it.
Say it first. Did you write that?
Yeah.
Well done. Did you sing that?
Yeah.
Double well done. We all enjoyed it. Will you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
You are a massive fan, aren't you?
I've listened to that before.
Have you?
I know I had to run to the toilet, but I have actually listened to that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, enjoy that.
All right, Will, calm down, mate. It's getting a bit weird.
He's getting flustered.
Yeah, I reckon we should do... I actually had to pre-warn Helen before she came in, because I know that you do...
What he's like.
I know what you're like. Yeah, so, Will, without any messing about, mate, just listen to this phone call. Hi Helen, it's Jack. You okay?
Hello, hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. What about you?
I'm just watching Jeremy Kyle.
Anyway, Helen, you still keen to come in on this radio show tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah. Cool.
I just thought I'd warn you, basically, just because the way the studio's set out is you will actually be sitting next to our producer, Will, who's he's a lovely guy, but two things. The first thing, he's got very, very bad eczema, so don't get too close to him because he might sort of like flake all over you.
Okay.
And second thing is that he's actually got a soft spot for you, and it's like it's got to the stage now where it's got a bit creepy. So I'm kind of just like calling you up, just so distance yourself from him a bit. You'll probably notice within the first sort of 5-10 minutes he'll keep staring at you, and it'll be a bit weird.
Okay.
Cover yourself up as much as possible because he's a bit like Dapper Laugh.
As long as he doesn't like. Okay, put his hand into my danger zone.
Yeah, well, he's got a thing for Helen's melons. Let's say that. So just dress up and because he's weird. He's probably on a list, to be honest. So he's probably looking at you right now, Helen. So okay, this is awkward. I just thought I'd call and let you know he's a bit of a creep. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cheers, Helen.
All right. Okay.
Bye. Bye. Oh, sorry we had to have that chat, Helen.
Yeah, notice I'm wearing a cape today.
Done right up to your neck.
Well, you said these were treats.
Stay away from a danger zone, Will.
Oh. Sorry, Mum.
Apologise to Helen as well.
Yeah, sorry, Helen, for doing nothing wrong.
Oh, what's this thing you got? You've done a quiz?
Well, we have made a quiz. Me and Wilbot over here.
Oh, Wilbot?
Hello.
How are you, Wilbot?
Yes, I am fine.
you sound like Jeff's son.
No, wrong.
Wilbot, what do you eat for food?
Screws.
Screws. Okay, well, me and Wilbot over here, Wilbot printed these random questions, so it's all completely under Wilbot's name, not mine.
Okay.
Just so you know.
What, because they're shit questions?
Well, no.
Tom, you also had input.
I'm glad I didn't. But anyway, so we're going to do a little quiz. It's future-based, so we're going to ask you some questions.
Ooh.
But the answers are from the future.
Oh, lovely.
So make of that what you will, sir, madam.
What, so I'm just answering these, or Helen's answering these?
Both of you are.
Oh, we're going head-to-head almost.
Yes.
Okay.
Wilbot, are we doing a system of beeper first, or both of them get an answer?
Both get an answer.
I didn't know. Well, what says but...
when a robot thinks.
Computing.
Do we write our answers down, or...?
No. Just one after the other.
Okay, then. Ladies first, as always.
Right. Okay, numero one. This is a very specific question, but when will Jack pass his driving test?
Oh, mugs.
I'm going to say on his next attempt.
Oh, thank you, Helen.
Because I failed the same amount of times with Jack, and I'm sending him the failure... energy.
So you passed on your fifth, did you?
Yeah.
I passed on my fourth, I think.
You said fifth last week.
Nah.
You did.
It's my brother, it was my fifth. I beat him by one. It's alright, mate. Jack, same question, Jack.
I'm going to say my next go as well, because I only had two minors in my
Wilbot,
last one.
Wilbot, what is the answer, please?
Never.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, guys. You both didn't get a point there.
Right.
Numero two, we'll go with you, Jack. When will you... /Jack, as in you.
Yeah.
When will Jack reach a million subscribers on YouTube?
I think the answer to that is never.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Confident. Helen?
I had a look. It said in 6 years' time.
6 years' time?
Oh, did it?
Mr. Wilbot.
Oh.
7.5 years' time.
Oh, you can remember that, Jack?
Will, what was that based on?
Wilbot. You're talking to Wilbot.
Oh, Wilbot. What was that based on?
Calculations.
Okay. 1-1. No, I ain't got a point, have I? Ever.
No, you haven't got a point. Number three, when will Box of Light have a number one?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
2018.
2018. All right,
thanks, Jack.
She said you'll pass for the next time. She's giving you all the praises, and you're like
2018.
That's like 3 years away.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
Yeah, well, you've been smashing it yet, are you?
What? She's just done a tour.
Oh, right, I meant in 2018 minutes, so probably next year sometime.
There you go. Good. That's digging.
Thanks, Jack.
Robot, compute it.
Go on.
2017, April the 3rd.
I can't get over his shitty robot voice.
Number 5, Jack Dean. Will Kanye become president in 2022?
Are we talking about Kanye West?
I think we are. I don't know any other Kanyes.
Will he become president? Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
There you go. Nah. Helen.
Definitely not.
No. Wilbot.
Go on.
No, he does not.
Who does, Wilbot?
Donald Trump.
Donald Thump.
Donald Thump. Number 6. Helen, when will Sony award? When will we win a Sony Award for this show?
Oh.
I'd say in December 2016.
Oh, right, that's specific.
13 months ago, lads. What?
You're right, go on. Just want the answer.
I'd say December 2015.
Ooh.
Couple of days. Sony, if you're
listening. Can you guess I put our misery?
February 2018.
Ooh. Oh, come on. You think I'm still going to be doing this shit in 3 years' time?
Number 7, this one mugs me off. Does Tom admit to ever lying about scoring 300 goals? Helen. Private joke. Helen.
Can I just say...
Yes.
He says on air quite a lot that he scored 300 goals when he was...
Scored 326 goals, Helen.
That's impossible, so...
Well, in one match?
No, in a few seasons. Bashing him in. Pretty much Beckham, but more goals. Jack.
Nah.
Wilpot.
Liar.
Is that a point or not?
Points to everyone.
Even me?
No, you're a big fat liar.
Okay, I didn't say fat. Okay. Number 8. How many kids will Jack have in the future?
4.
4? How many girls and boys?
All
boys.
Do they love him?
And they're all going to look exactly like Jack.
They'll
just be hating everything.
Oh.
Will they all have the jaw?
Imagine all the ladies drooling. What, the old jaw?
They'll be drooling with that jaw. Jack, how many kids do we have?
None. I'm infertile.
Okay.
So that's a way to bring the mood down.
Go on, Wilbur.
None. He's infertile.
Oh, there you go.
It's almost like I know me.
Number 9, Jack. How many different...
How many is there? How many questions is
10.
There?
10.
Okay, great.
Yes.
We're near the end.
Tenuous. Number 9. How many different hair colours does Helen have? As in...
Has she had? 12.
Helen, how many different hair colours have you had?
God.
That's a question.
I'm going to probably say around 10.
10.
So you're not far off.
Wilbot, what's the answer?
10.
What? Why have you... This is ridiculous. Why have you... Kill that. I've got a little bit of a rant.
We've got one more.
Forget it.
It's going so well.
You're asking questions based on the future, but you're asking Helen how many hairstyles she's had in the past. It makes no sense, and she's going to know more than I am.
Do not compute.
Do the last one.
The last question.
Oh,
you guys.
I'm ready.
I don't want it to end.
Go on.
Number 10. When does Alfie reveal himself to be a robot? Artificial intelligence.
Alfie Days, we're on about.
I'm guessing.
In 28 weeks later.
Helen.
When all the money's gone.
Bazinga! What's the answer?
When all the money's gone.
Can you compute the final score?
Well, she's won it.
Helen is the winner.
Well done.
I just want
to
say, forget the quiz, listeners. Thanks to Helen for coming in.
That's all right.
Delightful,
thanks for having me.
As always. Helen, if they want to check you out, what do they do?
Just write in Helen Anderson in Google and shit will come up with my face on it.
But don't call her Melon Lady.
She hates it and she'll block you on everything.
She had enough of that shit.
You'll get a virus on your computer that I made.
Check her out on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all that lark. Helen, thanks very much.
That's all right.
We're now going to Alt J. A bit of breeze blocks, please, Willie.
He may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever, scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the waffins go? They go along to take your honey. Way down how we build our breakfast down and say my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. My heart sinks as I come up. Your anger's at my shining. lovely. Build a breakfast now, let's eat my love, my love, love, love. She bruises calls, she's blood as pistol shows. Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, my love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
I love your
soul.
Old Jay with Breeze Blocks. Oh, getting a few tweets come in right about now saying, OMG, I love Helen. Even funnier on radio than her videos.
So, there you go. Maybe it was that amazing quiz that Wilbot made.
Yeah. No, you've done all right, Will.
It's been a busy day. So.
Where's Wilbot gone?
Oh, I checked him out.
Yeah,
oh, he's on fire.
Oh, good. Let's leave him. Let's let
back. Another tweet from somebody called Lukey High. So I don't know if it's his real name, just for surname H-I.
No, it could be.
Could be, maybe. Saying, listen to the Jackmate Show on Fubar Radio. Effin' quality.
Oh, cheers, effin'. Lukey.
So cheers. We've got a few more tweets. I will read some more later on in the show. I reckon now I'm feeling a bit sort of angry.
Oh, that, you're not gonna do.
I'm feeling a little bit.
He wants to keep it in, but he really bloody can't. Just weekly rants. Just weekly rants. He jumped up, little prick.
That's right. It's time for my weekly rant. I think Nozza to my left is going to be popping in with a few himself.
But there's a difference this week.
Ooh,
because the theme of the show is the future.
Future.
So, these rants are from the future.
Future.
David Bowie. I don't know why I start talking like him. But these rants are coming from the future. So things that haven't happened yet, but they're going to happen.
Whoa. I've been to the year 3000.
Not much has changed, has it?
No, except they live underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, and Will, your granddaughter's rank.
Yeah, she's disgusting. Oh. She is covered in saliva and knees are scabby.
Yeah. Oh, she takes after her great granddad. Kill.
Get us an E45, please.
Anyway, so I'm going to be ranting about stuff that I saw when I went to the future. Okay?
Okay.
And the first thing that I want to be talking about is the people stealing my face.
God, right. Those bastards.
I know, I can't fucking believe it. I'm devastated, in fact. Ever since Apple released their fucking iFace, Oh, I mean, we live in a world now in which anyone can wear anyone's face. So why are people choosing mine? I mean,
why?
I don't know. I've
no idea.
I've had all
what
manner
the
of
fuck?
I know. I've had all manner of folks stealing my face, and out of all the faces you could choose from as well, Channing Tatum, Brad Pitt, Zac Efron. Hey. I mean, they're all 80 plus now, but still, they're not bad in their old age. I mean, last week I was on the hover train to London, sitting opposite three of me, pissing me right off, and one of them had me old face with me old jaw.
That must have been a virus.
I mean, why would you choose that one, for fuck's sake? I know it's the free download for the album, but that is ridiculous. Oh, another thing about this iFace app, right? It says a lot about people who you thought you knew. I went to my dad's last week, saw him stood at the oven cooking a lasagna wearing Delia Smith. It's like, come on, Dad, you know 98, mate. Delia's been dead 20 years. It looked rank. It looked like a rejected extra from a thriller video. Rank. iFace.
iFace.
Fed
that
up
with
me.
Hey?
That annoyed me.
Yeah, well, fuck it. It annoyed me as well.
Yeah.
Well, well,
so many jacks about.
Hey, guys, back up. Back up. When I went to the future, because I went after you, you left the travel, time travel door open. I peered in. I went, whoosh.
Oh, okay.
I was right behind you.
What did you see?
I thought, you know what? I'm going to watch some TV. Because, oh, I watch TV. Yeah. So I sat down on my futuristic chair, which is made out of platinum. Comfy platinum.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that is futuristic.
And the TV was floating.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and the remote control, I couldn't find it. Typical.
Yeah. Nothing changed.
But anyway, I was watching a TV show, and guess who fucking came on my screen?
Chatmate.
No, he wasn't in my one. Just only Vernon, I'll do anything for Cash K.
Oh, he's still about?
Yeah, he's still about doing a fucking game show.
Still all about the money, is he? Yeah.
He is. He's presenting a show called Top of the Poops.
Oh.
I know, it's rank. And then basically...
Oh, he's doing this bit now.
Yeah. Basically, the concept of the show was... at the beginning of the show, you lay a stool, and the heavier the stool, the more time you have to answer the questions.
Oh,
which, I mean, I was like, Vernon, what are you doing, mate? You live your life. And then if you get to the next round, you have to match the poo to the celebrity. Like, Miley Cyrus is covered in, like, you know, sprinkles and, like, glitter, and then you've got Ozzy Osbourne with a bat's head in it. You know, that kind of thing. You just, I mean, and the way... And you've just... And then the prize you get is just a little a potty on a Segway, so you can be going... I can't go on. Top of the poops, man, okay? What are you thinking? Fuck me.
The next thing that's pissed me off in the year 2065 is football. Right?
What?
Well, do you know what? Tell a lie. It's quite the opposite. It's not a rant. It's actually quite the opposite. Something that I love from the future. The FA Bloody Cup, never not been amazing, has it? I mean, did you see the results last week, Will? You wouldn't have done because you didn't go to the future, mate. Chelsea 2, Clacton Town 1. How did that happen? Oh, non-league side like Chelsea stepping up and beating the current Premier League leaders, Clacton Town. Mental. Actually fucking mental. I mean, there's so much to look forward to elsewhere, isn't there? I mean, Reece Oxford's testimonial for West Ham. Well-deserved as well after 520 caps. Immense player. Andy Carroll's nearly back from injury. I know we've been saying that for the past 45 years, but according to the website, he's only 24 months away from making a full return. And my God, do Plymouth miss him. Birmingham City, they've impressed us all recently, haven't they? Who'd have thought it? Champions, bloody champions.
Get
in. And well-deserved champions at that. They have officially taken League 2 by storm this year. Congrats to them and all the best for them in League 1. Brooklyn Beckham, core, what a player. Looks set to win the Ballon d'Or, doesn't he, this year? Who knows, if he can win it 8 times in a row, he'll be halfway to equaling Dimitri Payet's record. What a player that guy was. 16-time winner of best footballer in the world. And of course, I do not want to end this bit without sending my condolences to Newcastle United.
Sorry?
Or as they've been more recently known, Samsung Nike FC. We did fear for Samsung Nike FC that all these lucrative brand deals wouldn't pay off for Mike Ashley, and our fears have come true when last week we heard the sad news that Ashley has liquidated the club and spent all the remaining cash on a gold-plated coffin to be buried in. So, no more Newcastle, but hey, at least Ashley can sleep in his gold coffin forever. I love football.
I love football.
I love football too.
Anything else annoyed you, Nozza?
Yeah, and weirdly enough, it's linked to football as well.
Oh!
How bizarre.
It's almost like we plan it.
Well, we didn't. It was just merely coinky-dink.
Okay.
Anyway, mine is virtual reality. You know, the gaming world's been... It's been progressing, it's been changing, it's been evolution.
Yeah, revitalised.
Exactly, and basically, in that age of... FIFA 46 has come out.
Oh,
and we play virtual football.
I had a go on it.
Did you?
Yeah. You got the ultimate team version?
I was terrible at it.
Yeah, you're terrible at it. Well, there's a reason why you're terrible at it, Jack. I'm going to point that out.
Go on.
You have to wear your full kit and your PE kit, and you're going to proper run in the end of it. You're sweating. You're sweating, but you can pause the game like I did to catch your breath back, so you can kind of cheat.
Right.
But the thing is, the one flaw they have on the game is the players are as good as they should be. So you're shit, and everyone's just nutmegged 4 times by Cristiano Ronaldo Jr.
Did you?
Yeah, 4 times.
Oh,
so I had enough, so I just did a 2-footed tackle to his throat. Got a red card. So I had to watch the whole game from the side. I couldn't skip it. I was like, fuck's sake, this is boring. And then I actually got a fine in the post from FIFA.
How much
was
that?
Actual fine, £2,000.
Oh, no.
As if they need the money.
Oh, do you know what? The future's going downhill. We lived the best years back in 2015.
The glory days.
Yeah, FUBAR days, 2015.
Oh, I remember them.
Yeah, fucking class.
FUBARKA.
Oh, dear. The last thing that annoyed me about the future was they got new stamps, Will. They got new money. New postcards. Yeah, I know. I miss the old stamps, the old money with old Queen Lizzie on it, yeah?
Thank you.
The good old days, right? You knew what you were getting, just the Queen looking to the left, looking all queeny and shit. Now look who we've got. Fucking Zalfi. Zoella on the notes.
Oh, you're having a laugh!
Alfie on the coins.
I'm not going to post that!
It's pissing me off. Everything is fucking Zalfi. They've officially taken over the world. I mean, I remember when I was 21 and I found out they were getting their own waxwork models in Madame Tussaud, and I thought that was bad. Now, they own England. It's mental.
Fuck's sake.
Did you hear Zoe's speech on Christmas Day?
I did. I hated it.
It's awful. Here's a transcript in case you didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it. Can I hear it again, please?
Did you hear her on Christmas Day?
No, you filled me in.
She came out, didn't she? Queen of England, Zoella. Hi, guys. I hope you're all well and having a lovely Christmas. I hope 2066 brings you love and happiness to you and all of your family. Also, before I go, I must let you all know I've been having great fun eating Malwam's new strawberry chews, both refreshing and tingly. They're so tasty. Anyway, guys, have a great Christmas and tune in next year when I'll be telling you the top 10 things to do in snow. Hashtag ad. It's at hand now, isn't it? But due to new laws, I can't blaspheme. I'm going to have to finish this section on, you'll know it, you've been to the future, we have to do it. So I'm going to put my hand across my heart and,
ooh.
God save our Alfie days, long live our Alfie days, and his cute pug. There we go.
Nala!
It's still about 78 years old. Nala! Oh, God. So that's what's been annoying me this week, Will.
Bring you back down.
We're back in the normal times. Oh, God. Oh. It's like a mad blur. Oh. A mad rush.
Oh, we're back in that world where desks still exist.
Oh, God. Oh. I've still got eczema.
That will never change.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, God. Something that I have been doing in the present, as you'll know, and as the listeners will know if they've been listening, is I've been calling up previous guests from previous FUBAR shows and talking to them about how much little Willy loves them. You do love them, don't you, Will?
I love everyone that's been in.
What?
I love everyone that's been in.
Barely spinning.
Visible.
I thought you said you love everyone spinning. I was like, well, don't we all? Motion is fun. The next person I have is I called up Mr. Schaefer Bates.
Oh, lovely guest. Yeah, he was brilliant.
You was a massive fan of him, weren't
you? Well, there was the week that we had the play and you writ it yourself, Jack.
Yeah, I did.
Very well produced.
Thank you very much, mate.
Much like mine will be today.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, you writing the play. So I know how much you like Schaefer. I know how much you wanted a part on his new TV show. So I called him up and I asked him, so let's have a listen.
Hello.
Here he is, the Welsh Prince. How are you, Schaefer? It's Jack.
Hiya, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you, mate. What are you up to? Good boy.
Bit over and a bit agitated.
Bit agitated? Oh, okay.
I get like that when I've had a drink.
Fair play. Well, I hope this inquiry doesn't add to that. Just a quick one. I think you'll be fine with it. You remember you came into FUBAR, we had a really good show, you met Will, the producer.
Yeah.
Will, basically, he's a fucking, since you've left, he's like been watching all your videos, he's a massive, massive fan, and I know, he's a bit of a melt boy, really, but he's basically been begging me. I don't want to ask you, mate, but he's been texting me on the daily to ask if he can get a cameo in your upcoming telly show.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, well, no, not really.
I know. Well, let me just read you some of the texts, Schaefer. Because the first one said, "Hi Jack, can you ask Schaefer if I can?"
What, he's been texting you
about
it.
Oh, loads. It's, hi, Jack, can you get Schaefer to get me a cameo on the telly? Would love to be on the telly, plus any time with Schaefer would be great, but he spelt great G-R-8 with a kiss and a smiley.
Yeah, we're taking the Mac.
Oh no! Honestly, I will send you the screenshot. And then the second one is, don't want to nag, but do you know where Schaefer and Hannah go out drinking? Because I might accidentally bump into them. Lol, tee hee.
Oh, that is so bizarre, man.
What do you reckon, you kids?
How long have you known him for?
I've only known him about 7 or 8 weeks. I thought he was all right, but he is coming across a bit needy. And then it got a bit weird. I don't know. I think he's just a bit of a fanboy that got lucky, to be honest. Like, there's this weird message I got, and I don't want this to annoy you or anything, but Schaefer was like, do you think Hannah's on Tinder? And if I matched her, would Schaefer know?
Will said that.
Yeah.
Mate, did she say that?
Yeah, honestly, mate. Yeah, honestly. When I next see you, I'll show you the messages.
What a strange individual. I thought you were pretty sanguine about him, but I didn't think you was...
Yeah, see, first impressions were good, but yeah, no, he is a bit of a creep. He is a bit of a creep. So, should I just tell him?
Like, comfortable, man. Like, what? That's so weird, man.
Yeah, so.
That is really strange.
Sorry, Schaefer, mate. I'll let you go. Crack on with your hangover. Sorry about that, mate.
Mate.
I'll tell him. I'll tell him he's weird.
Really weird.
Okay, sorry, mate. Sorry.
I'm sorry, man.
Bye.
I'll speak to you soon.
Bye. You can't say I didn't try.
Oh, wow. I am really, really enjoying the show.
I'm glad.
Helen was actually scared when she got it.
Yes.
I can't see Shay forever again. Kian, wow. He probably won't come over.
We're providing a service.
Well, thanks for that, Jack. Did you do that to all your mates as well? How many friends have you got, Jack?
Just followers, not friends.
Yeah, no. Got two more calls coming up in the show, though. So does not stop there.
Cannot wait for those.
Oh, God. Do you know what I want in my eyes right now?
No?
Some stars in my eyes.
And booze, maybe you'll make the evening news. And when you're tripping over your dreams, they'll keep you down by any means. By the end of the night, you'll be stifling your screams. And since you became a VR person, it's like your problems have all worsened. Your paranoia casts aspersions on the truths, you know. And they'll just put you in a spotlight and hope that you'll do alright. Or maybe not. Now why do you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Why do you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? So why do you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Now why do you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Stars in their eyes. Remember they said you'd show them all, emphasize the rise but not the fall. And now you're playing a shopping mall. Your mum and dad, they can't believe what you appear to have achieved, while the rest of these users are just laughing in their sleeves. And since you became a VR person, it's like your problems have all worsened. Your paranoia casts aspersions on the truths, you know. And now the tabloids use your face to document your fall from grace. And then they'll tell you that that's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? It's the same old story, well they just didn't realise. And it's a long way to come from the dog and duck karaoke machine and Saturday night's drunken dreams. Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? It's the same old story, well they just didn't realise. And it's a long way to come from your private bedroom dance routines and Saturday night's drunken dreams. Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? So why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Stars in their eyes. Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? It's the same old story, where they just didn't.
James.
Behind a steel barrier, sequins and glitter. 5-inch heels still knee deep in the litter. Each of them a bitter bullshitter. Wrapped up in the cloak of fake glamour, getting lost in the clamour. With footprints of fool's gold and diamonds crush the grips on their one-off plimsolls. So little time for these one-off arseholes. Rigor mortis, Ken and Barbie dolls. A pair of big shades and a push-up bra. It's such a short gap between the gutter and stars. But you come a long way from the place that you started. So why'd you wanna go and get so downhearted? Welcome to the kingdom of the blagger. Uncut in your nose, Clico in your bladder. A whole lot happier, a whole lot sadder. Used to be satisfied, now you feel like Mick Jagger. Jagger, 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 Jagger.
Just Jack with stars in their eyes, in his eyes, in anyone's eyes. Colin Furr's eyes, maybe. Colin, are you there, mate?
Yes, I'm here, boy. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, actually. I think that we've had some sort of bit of a traffic accident round near my house, so I'm stuck in traffic at the moment. But, it, you know, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Nightmare. Maybe you could invent a way out?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I've always wanted to do one of them cars that they had in Wacky Races, where the wheels just, like, you know, if you go up on jacks and just drive over the bloody lot of them.
That'd be amazing.
That would be good. That would be good. Anyway, mate, do you know what? I know very, very little about you, sir. And so can you just do a little introduction to myself, mainly, and the viewers?
Well, I've worked out that I'm the most famous inventor that nobody's ever heard of.
Oh, okay.
It's basically that most people have heard or seen something I've done, but have no idea who I am, which does bother me. That's quite acceptable. I'm responsible for things like the world's fastest mobility scooter, fastest toilet, magnet shoes, jet-powered bicycles, cake flinging machines, you name it, mate. If it's stupid, I've probably had a go at it.
So that's where I've recognised you from, the world's fastest mobility scooter. I'm pretty sure that's where I recognise you from.
Yeah, that's one of my old classics, that is.
It's quite a list, it's quite a list.
How fast did it go?
It went 71 mile an hour was the record I got, but the fastest I've ever had out of it is 82.
Jesus.
Blimey. So what's... I'm being told that your new one... I had a little look this morning, I saw your new bunker thing.
Yep.
Lovely, lovely stuff. 5.5 million views, absolutely smashed out of the water. What makes you do stuff like this, Colin? What, do you just wake up one day and think, do you know what? Gonna build a fucking bunker.
Pretty much, mate. I mean, luckily enough, I had some funding from Sky on this one, because I was gonna do it anyway, but my life, thank goodness they paid for the bloody thing.
Nice.
But yeah, pretty much, it's a stupid idea. I mean, I'm trying to do something around Christmas at the moment, and I've been like, what I've gone out to get, I've been gone and got this pulley thing from a washing machine engine. Like, the poor old people in the shop are like going, so what's this going on then? It's not going in a washing machine. I'm like, no, mate, I'm trying to stuff something up a chicken really fast. you get all these looks and stuff like that, but I'm quite used to it there.
That's amazing. Is this your biggest viral hit so far?
Yeah, this one is the quickest, actually. Before this, it was my Wolverine claws. I did some X-Men videos a couple of years back.
Right.
And my Wolverine claws had done, like, 1 million views a day for the first 3 days. But this one's done, like, what is it, 5 million? I put it on Tuesday night. So that's 3 days, and it's done another 2 million. So
that's crazy.
Clearly, people like underground man caves more than the new Wolverine.
Colin, did you ever want to go on Robot Wars?
I know the guy that runs it, actually. I wouldn't mind having a go on it.
You smash it, surely.
Yeah, well, exactly, mate. I don't enter things to take part. I enter them to win them. Yeah, mate, it is on the list, actually, have a go at something like that.
Definitely.
I don't quite know what to do. They all seem to turn into the same thing nowadays. They all seem to just flip each other over.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to be slightly different to that, because that's a bit boring.
Think outside the box, mate, like you usually do.
That's what made my name.
Mate, what's been your standout sort of invention or creation today? Is it this bunker, or is it something previous?
Well, it depends who you ask, I suppose, really. I mean, obviously, the bunker video-wise has done better than anything else.
Yeah.
But the jet bike, which I made, is like an old lady's bicycle with a World War II jet engine on it.
Yeah.
That's got the most views on the internet. But then, my favourites are like my magnet boots. I made these shoes that are magnetic, so I walked upside down on the shed ceiling.
Right.
I mean, I always look back at that moment and I'm like, oh, that was brilliant.
You must have some bloopers. I mean, have you got any injuries from any of these inventions? Like falling off any of the magnet boots or the bike?
Yes, I've got. I got burnt once pretty badly. I had a gas leak in the shed from one of my jet engines, Jeez. And that took all the skin off my arm. That was pretty ripping.
Yeah.
But it is on YouTube because I was filming it. I got it from two separate angles.
Every cloud.
Exactly. You know, you've got to see one door shuts, another opens, and all that. I fell off the ceiling and stuff, but I mean, nothing too catastrophic.
What's your first ever memory of like pure inspiration, like the thing that inspired you on to create more stuff?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm a bit of a show off, I suppose. You know, you upload these things on YouTube, see all these comments. That's good. It's fun as well. Like, you know, walking upside down on the ceiling was an amazing experience. So why wouldn't you want to repeat something similar but slightly different?
fair play. Well, this sounds a bit of a silly question, but is YouTube your goal or is just creating stuff your goal? I'd assume it's just creating, surely.
Yeah, I mean, the two kind of come in side by side. I mean, I was making videos and building stuff before YouTube was around, so
yeah.
I can't hold my head high and said I'd be doing this if it wasn't for YouTube.
Yeah.
The thing that YouTube, God bless it, has allowed me to do is allowed me to do this as a job.
Yeah.
And make some money out of it, whereas beforehand I'd just be the freak that turned up in the paper every now and again. So yeah, God bless the internet. It's You can pretty much do anything now and make a living out of it.
Definitely. And do you have any advice for any young, inspiring inventors who, like, where would you start? If I want to create a bloody, I don't know, a trolley that wants to go X amount of miles per hour, where would I start? What's the first thing to do?
We're going to need a trolley. I think really the best advice I can give to people is just have a go. Don't let other people put you off and stuff, because quite often you can tell people, oh, I've got this idea or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, it's shit or whatever, or it'll never work.
Yeah.
Just ignore all that and just have a crack at it. No matter how stupid or outrageous the idea is, just, you know, try and do something that works towards it.
Okay, cool. Good advice, mate. So, you're obviously great at creating stuff, inventing stuff. Does that mean you know if an idea is good? So if I put to you a few ideas now, would you know if they're good or bad?
Well, I suppose so. I mean, I don't think any idea is bad, really.
Okay, we'll try it then.
You know, but let's have a look. I can tell you whether it would be an internet success, maybe.
Okay, then. I've got a few here. They've all got their own flaws, and some might not be legally correct, politically correct, even.
Well, that sounds exactly like my invention.
Maybe you could make it. Who knows? The first one is called Baby Tune. And
baby tune,
yeah. And basically, it's a little mask that you would attach onto a baby's mouth, and every time they scream, it would auto-tune that scream into a lovely melody.
Not a bad idea, mate. I've got another baby on the way.
Oh.
So maybe I should maybe I should mech this.
Lovely
I
stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The alternative is just mech a bunker in the back garden and then you can't hear the baby.
Lovely stuff. What about a similar thing? I don't know what it is with me and masks, but the Hopkins filter, and essentially this is just a mask that you would strap onto the front of Katie Hopkins' face, and it mutes her. She can't actually say anything until she's completed X amount of charity work.
She's the woman who kids have stupid names, isn't she?
Yes. She's the one who just...
Yeah, I know.
She's an idiot.
We should just shoot her. We just bypass the invention altogether and just shoot her.
Cut the shit. Bullet.
No, brilliant. Anyway, Colin, where can we go to see your stuff? The listeners want to know. What can they do? You on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube? What do you want to plug?
YouTube's the best place to go. Just search Colin Furze or Underground Bunker. There are other underground bunkers, but they're not as good as mine.
No. So, this is the bunker.
Yes, exactly, the bunker. Yeah, just think on it. I am on Twitter and Facebook, but I'm a bit old school, and I'm kind of like, I'm not really that interested in what everyone else is doing, so I can't understand why anybody's interested in what I'm doing.
Right.
So I'm not really that good on Twitter, because I think it's a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
But you should, but by all means, follow me, though.
Just
type my name into anything, it'll come up.
And Furze is Furze.
Yeah, don't type FIRS in, you'll just end up with a load of stuff about trees.
Nice. Before you go, Colin, you've made the bunker now, that's a thing. Do you use it as much as I would expect you to?
Yes, I do. I've got my drum kit down there, which I can't play yet, which I'm trying to play.
Right.
And also I've got my mate who's in a band, I think they're going to use it as a band practice room.
Nice.
Like that. And I've got quite a few other bands actually want to do gigs in it, so you never know, it might turn into like a Radio 1 Live Lounge.
Lovely stuff. We'll come round and do a Foobar Live one day.
Do it, mate.
It's been lovely chatting to you, Colin.
Alright, cheers for ringing, mate.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, Colin. Bye. All the best.
What a lovely gent.
Yeah. Really enjoyed him. Thought he was actually...
Didn't like Hopkins, did he?
No.
No, just shoot her.
Just shoot her.
Yeah, but he's just saying what everyone else is thinking.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's like Eminem.
Yeah, in a way, pretty much the same kind of guys. Right, going back to the calls that I've been making throughout the week, this one you'll like. This one is somebody that you often see on the regs, Mr. Michael Payne, and I called him up and asked this.
Hello,
is that Michael?
Yeah, speaking, mate.
Hello, mate, that's Jack. You alright? Jack, mate.
You alright?
Yeah, just calling. That's a bit of a weird one, really. I feel a bit awkward asking, but I'm just calling on behalf of Will, producer Will, from our show.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Basically, he's been crazing me for a few weeks to ask you. I don't know why he doesn't just ask you himself, but he really wants to know.
I think he probably knows I don't really like him.
Is that really?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about him.
He's just a bit... He's a bit nerdy, but I mean...
Yeah, no, not even nerd. It's just, I don't know. I don't really... Yeah.
Might be his, like, flaky eczema. I'm not sure. But, he's been asking me for a few weeks if you would be keen. I don't think you would, but I'm going to ask. Would you be keen to get rid of Hugh on your Friday social? Because he would love to produce a show with you. Because he's, like, apparently he's been a fan for a long time. He doesn't really want to make out that he is. But apparently he bought, like, Blame Miss Barkley twice just so he had two copies of it.
Oh, no, no. I'd rather he hadn't bought it, to be perfectly honest.
Those
two sales, like,
would you let him, like, produce one show, maybe? One random show, or...?
To be perfectly honest, I'd rather Katie Hopkins produce my radio show, mate, than Will, but if it's for you, I'll contemplate it.
Okay, all right. I didn't realise you felt so strongly against it. Is it just because he comes across a bit creepy, do you reckon?
Yeah, just a bit. He looks like he's got stuff on his computer that he shouldn't have.
I'll tell you what, mate. Well, I totally agree with you. So we'll mug that off. We won't grant him his wishes there.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheers, mate.
Well, it's probably going to be a bit awkward next time you see him.
It might be. I want to see him this Friday.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, at least I tried, eh?
Yeah, you did indeed.
Yeah. All right then, Michael. Nice one. I'll see you Friday.
Yeah, for sure, mate. See you soon, mate.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Eyes forward. You took two steps back, but it's okay. Take a deep breath and keep moving towards your goals. Just don't be afraid. Just think you're in the clouds and there's only one way. When on your miles an hour you were crashing back to ground, and now you have the choices, but will you go down? Cause you're free fall, yeah. Oh.
Song, and that was song was by Sam Brett. It was called Free Fallin', and Sam just emailed us and said, I don't know his voice, but I'm guessing it's, hey guys.
Hi.
Hello, can you play me a song on your show? And we were like, you know what, Sam, if you don't ask, you don't get. So we're going to reward you for that, and we're going to play your song on the show.
Every single week.
Next week it's just purely Sam Brett.
No, so, I did enjoy that. Lovely voice.
Yeah, so
lovely
Sam, not Sam, everyone else who enjoyed Sam, if you want to find him, it's just Sam Brett Music. Two T's with Brett.
I will certainly be checking out after this.
And if anyone else has any music they want us to play, we might do it.
Yeah.
But Sam's already done it now, so you'd just be copycatting Sam the whole time. So, yeah. Grow up.
Will, I've called one more person.
I actually feel emotionally drained.
Are you not enjoying them? Because I'm doing it with your best intentions. Yeah. Like, I tried to get you on Michael's show. I tried to get you Key and Toomey's girlfriend.
Wait a second, Jack. Will, you're not appreciating all the work that Jack's gone to try and help you out and try and... He's looking out for you, Will.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm just not very appreciative.
Can you just smile a bit, show a bit of life? There you go.
Okay, well...
Actually, close the mouth. I don't want to see the teeth.
Well, maybe this one will cheer you up.
Okay.
It is a little chat that me and Franco Fraze had.
This is your cousin, isn't it?
It is indeed. Not anymore.
Hello?
Hello, is that Frank?
Hello, mate. Is that Jack?
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Yeah, you're right, bro. Not too bad.
Sweet. How's the tour going? Good.
Oh, mate, it's going blinding, bro. Flipping blinding.
No.
You see the photos and all that?
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye out. Yeah, nice one.
Oh, mate, honestly, geez, it's flying.
Sweet. Where are you now?
It's in my house, mate. It's got a kettle on.
Oh, fair play. Nice one, mate. Well, just going to give you a quick call. It might, I don't know if it'll be up your street or not, but you remember Will, the producer from FUBAR?
Well, oh yeah.
Yeah, he's
funny looking fella, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that one, yeah. He's basically not stopped.
Well, goes on a bit, doesn't he? Sorry, mate, go on,
what you saying? No, he does. And since you popped in, he hasn't stopped going on about you and Sonny, to be honest. Keeps calling you.
It?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Keeps calling you cool guys, keeps saying you're a bit urban.
He's one of them, isn't he?
Yeah, he's basically.
Mate, you get them ones, honestly, you get them parts, they just go on and bang on about all that.
I think he's
I mean, he's the kids who aren't never really that cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sort of lot.
Well, he's basically, he's just emailed me now, and he's seen that you're on tour, and he's looking to be in a band himself, so he's wondering if you need, like, a little sidekick on stage. He's learned all the lyrics to Treasures and everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm laughing, yeah.
Honestly, I can show you the email, mate.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Oh, mate. Mate, you're having a bubble. We can't have him involved. No offence to him, but flipping hell, Jack. We try to do this seriously, mate. No offence to the geezer, but it's not that type of band. I ain't making it into a joke thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, mate, I would, but you know what I mean?
I'll let him know.
Yeah, just don't put it lightly, innit? Obviously, don't ruin things with him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just take it slowly, but nah, mate. Honestly, you're having a bubble, really, Jack.
He ain't got a lot going for him anyway, so yeah, I will do it.
Well, the truth is, mate, I like the radio and all, and I'd like to come back without no sort of awkwardness, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all right, I think he'd love you to come back, sign a few autographs and whatnot, so.
Yeah, by the sounds of it, he would, mate. Watch him.
So no luck there either, unfortunately, Will.
Watch him.
Oh, he's having a bubble, he is.
Don't take the piss.
Yeah, that's his voice, all right?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry if you're listening, Franco. You're still a fan, still got the posters on the wall, aren't you, Will?
Not me.
Just a short little thing I want to do now. You remember last week we had mine and Tom's respective other halves come in.
Two lovely ladies.
Thank you. Cheers, Will.
You've both done well there.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. They came in and gave you a little bit of dating advice.
Yeah, advice or just bullying.
they discovered advice. That you had a very niche taste in women, and then you'd mainly for cannibals.
I want to share with you a little bit of dating advice, and I don't know what's got into me today, but it is again a little bit crude, so mothers, if you're listening,
turn it up and sit down.
Oh, whack them jeans down,
get the mop.
Rank. Anyway, I want to share some advice, dating advice that a friend of mine, Jason Fuller, gave to me once in an alleyway just off of Prince of Wales Road in Norwich.
Oh, you know it's going to be good if it's in an alleyway.
Yeah, well,
it's all about.
And hopefully this will get you a lovely lady. So basically, what you do, Will, when you get a girl, you go home, right? And you
with
get,
her.
You go home with her, and then when you're in bed,
should we act it out? I'll be the girl, Jack. You be Will.
Okay, so I'm
this
Will.
Is what you should do.
Oh, I'm so tall and ugly.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Come back.
Do your voice.
Come back to mine.
I guess.
I'm big Jason Radio.
Oh, yeah, you know that Tom Norris and his co-host, Jack, don't you?
Yeah, I'm like best pals with them.
Okay, I'll go back with you.
All right, so then you would go back home, so. Oh, that's my bed, that is.
This place stinks.
Star Trek duvet.
Star Trek? Oh, God, that's. Well, I guess you're a hipster.
Get in.
Why's your friend in the bed?
That's Adam, my producer.
Okay. Okay, all right, I'm in bed now.
Right, and then what you look out for, you start spooning it. You'll obviously be the big spoon. Oh, I'm a lanky spoon.
I'm such a little spoon.
I'm the biggest spoon there ever was. I'm really lanky.
Oh, what's that in my back?
That is an actual spoon I've got in my pocket. And then she'll start doing this, Will, right?
What's that?
She'll start. You start wriggling.
I'm wriggling it.
Oh, are you wriggling your bum up
back
against.
Back up.
Oh, that must mean that you want intercourse.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Do I start intercoursing you?
Hang on, hang on.
What?
I thought you were going to give me dating advice. This seems to be like how to have sex. I've had sex.
What?
Have you?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I've had a few sexes, let me tell you.
Many.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Oh, shit.
I don't know why you make... Can this advice, like, translate into other
Not
realms
really.
Of my life?
No, I just remember being in an alleyway as a little virgin and going... I had, just been seeing this girl and I was, saying to my friend Jason, I was like, oh, Jason, I'm nervous, mate. I don't... What? How do I know if she wants to do the deed?
If she backs up, she will.
Anyway, well, you get bed with your big spoon, she back it up, and then you fucking do it, won't you? Do you want to know how I lost my virginity?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I'd love to hear that.
Again, this is not going to paint me in the best light. I'm actually not an animal.
Just a dickhead?
No,
just just a prick.
Right, I will say, I lost my virginity to my girlfriend. So this isn't a girl... No, I'm saying this because it sounds bad if she's not my girlfriend. She's a girl I've just found off the street. Because she was very drunk, right? And I'm not saying, oh yeah, she was so drunk, I just pulled a girl in off the street. She was very drunk, but I knew her. What? She was my girlfriend.
Okay.
And she, when we got in...
Were you drunk?
I was fairly drunk, we'll say. I threw up... I didn't throw up. She threw up beans all on my kitchen floor.
Beans. That's the romance. That's when you know you're going to say, oh, she's thrown up beans.
And I thought, oh, fuck. This can't happen now. It can't happen. Beans. So what I'd done, I was pretty pissed. I went and got some Colgate on a toothbrush and I was brushing her teeth off.
I'm not going anywhere near that.
Wait. And then we went upstairs and she got in my bed.
God, and she's missing candles because this is so romantic.
And I thought, right, no, I can't do it. She's fucked. So I went on the PlayStation and was playing Call of Duty World at War. And
romance.
What did I feel?
Horny.
She started back.
Oh, sorry.
She started backing it up on me.
Oh.
While I was playing COD. And I thought, shit. And then I was in a battle with myself because I'd just got the map dome.
Quite literally in a battle with myself.
I just got the map dome. And you know when you get that map, it's like the best map on the game. So I was like, shit, I want to play that.
Not skipping this.
So was it Call of Booty?
It was it was a battle of Call of Booty. So yeah, so anyway, she backed it up and I thought, do I do it? Because I'm playing COD and I've got a good map. Turned it off, manned up, done the deed. And that was it.
Wow.
That is so nice.
Yep.
You're a nice guy, Jack.
I mean, we are meant to go to a song, but I think I may as well embarrass myself for the next 2 minutes.
I want
to
hear more about your lovely little wrestling matches.
Quick little one before I go into a bigger one. That's what she said. Doesn't make sense. I slept with a girl.
Congratulations.
Bragging. He's bragging.
Oh, fucking hell, Jack. Thank you.
What, he's finally done it?
Dapper told me to. So I banged this chick. And I woke up and I was facing her wardrobe and she had a picture of Ryan Gosling on her wardrobe. No word of a lie. I turned round and went, and this is when I had my old jaw and I looked like a mess. I turned round and went, I went, he's good, he is. And she went, you look a bit like
him. Wow.
Oh my God.
Was it scrumpled up, the poster?
Was she all right in the head or?
The poster was ripped and the jaw was falling off.
Where was her Labrador in the room?
Oh no. And then there was another time, Will, where I was sleeping with this girl.
Oh, three girls.
Oh, you are well lucky.
Fred Flintstone.
Oh,
you're so lucky, mate.
I'm doing this purely to take the piss out of myself.
Bedrock.
No, not bragging. Anyway, girl number three. That's all they are to me, just numbers.
Just that's in 2 years as well.
Number 10's lasting a bit long. I'm kidding, Fiona. Oh, no. No. So I'm sleeping with this girl, Will, and halfway through, I was drunk, right? It was a night out. Halfway through, I remembered that I lost my wallet in the nightclub.
Oh.
So I was on top, and I was like mid-flow, and then I went, I forgot my wallet. No, sorry, I went... I've lost my wallet. I lost my bank card. And I should not have been saying that in that moment because it made it sound like I was willing to pay her. So she was like, just carry on. I was like, I fucking lost my money. And then that didn't happen. And the last one, because I've just made myself look like a colossal prick, so I may as well just end it on probably the worst one yet.
Go on.
It sounds bad, like I'm putting myself above this girl. I'm not. The reason I needed her out of my house after it happened is because my mum was going to come back the next morning, and I didn't want my mum to see how low I had... I didn't want my mum to see...
To get jealous.
Yeah. Oh, God. I didn't want my mum to know that I was cheating on her. No, I didn't want my mum to know that I'd had a girl in the house, right? So, do you know what I'd done? I slept with this girl. She fell asleep, and I thought, fuck, how am I going to get her out? I knew that she had to get a bus at 11 the next morning, but my mum would be home at 8. Ooh. So I knew she was drunk when she fell asleep. They always seem to be drunk. That's weird. So I prodded her and went, what's the passcode to your phone? And she went, what? I went, what's the passcode to your phone? I need to text my mate. It's an emergency. She went, 2580. I remember it. It's all the middle ones. So I put it in and I changed her time to 4 hours forwards.
That's quality.
No, this is genuine story. 100% genuine. And so she woke up at like 8, but really it was 12. It's like, oh, there's hardly anyone about. It's a Sunday. It's what happens. And then we went down to the bus stop at the bottom of my road and she... What happened was she was waiting for the bus and she was like, oh yeah, it's only going to be 10 minutes, thinking it was whatever time it was. I was thinking, nah, it's going to be about 25 minutes because I was looking at the earlier times. And then she tried to send a text on iMessage, but it didn't work because her phone, the time was all wrong, so it goes by the internet. Yeah. So her phone reset. And she went, oh, my phone's resetting. And I was like, oh, no, the time's going to...
Just the bus in the distance slowly.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I'm off for a Weatherspoons. Lovely to chat.
She's
see
like,
you later.
I've just time-travelled. Sleeping with Jack Dean and you time-travel.
Yeah.
The future LinkedIn synergy.
So I have no idea. So I'm a cunt.
Oh, you're not, mate.
To sum it up, yes.
Let's go to your play, shall we, please?
Oh, do you want a song?
No, we ain't got time, really.
All right.
What's this? Yeah, we'll just go to your play, mate.
All right, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. I spoke all through that song. I spoke all over Kanye.
That's all right.
You would have had Kanye, but you had me.
I prefer you, to be fair.
I will just say, I am actually not a bastard.
No, you're not, mate.
No, thank you, mate.
Anyway.
Go on. There's a quiver in his quills. And drama. And he's gonna ride a thrill. Tension. And a posture. Take you to faraway places. Twisting trails. Pull up a pew for Tom's tails.
Will's tails. I shouted there, but the mics were down.
So, you guys put me in charge of the play this week.
I trust you, Will. I think, you know, you're going to smash it, and
Well, don't expect too much.
I'm expecting loads. I'm expecting so much.
Well, the play this week just contains myself, Will, the producer.
Hello, Will.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Where you been? I can shut... Go on.
Contains you, Tom Norris.
Hello, thank you very much.
And Jack Dean.
Oh, so we're not actually playing characters.
We're playing doing... us.
Oh, that we're playing ourselves.
That always works when you just play yourself.
Yeah, it's a good formula to run with. We play ourselves, but it's 25 years in the future, as the play is called... 2040.
Okay, I don't have a script.
Okay.
Because I think Tom's picked mine up and left his over there. Oh, no.
What have you done with it?
Do not have a script.
What have you done with it?
I don't know. This is the power of radio.
Just pad for time.
We'll share.
Lovely stuff. So, Jack, if you play yourself, and can you also do the narration as well? Because you haven't actually read this, have you?
No, I haven't, no.
So, can you do the narration? Tom, do yourself. I'll do myself.
Well, I'll do myself, mate.
We begin 25 years in the future, and we are at... a pub.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do my... I'm going to try
recognize
and...
recognise that?
I'm going to try and do a Robbie Nice, Robbie Knox voice, because he's good when he... Right?
Yeah.
It's the year 24... it's the year 2440. 25 years have passed since Jack, Tom and Will last saw each other. The trio are set to meet for the first time in years at former favourite spot of theirs, and surprisingly, Jack is the first to arrive, closely followed by Tom. Tom bloody Norris. How the devil are you? Must be, what, 20 years?
Yeah, it's been a while, my friend.
Even longer since we saw Will. Wasn't it this day, 25 years ago?
Yeah, he wrote that play absolutely slating us at the end of the Arsh Fubar show. And for me, really showed his true colours.
Yeah, that was no need. Yeah, there was no need for him to call me Gary Busey's double.
To be fair, you do look like him.
Oh, come on. Yes, I agree. 25 years on, I do look exactly like him. Age has been a cruel mistress. But what's enough? But that's enough about me. What's new with you?
I've just finished directing my second movie, actually, mate.
Wow, that's amazing, mate. What's it on?
This one. This one is called Alfie Days After Tomorrow.
Fuck me, mate. I didn't think you'd sink so low.
I actually respect his career, Jack. He's become a real inspiration of mine.
Well, who did you cast as the lead then, mate?
Stevie White. And before you lose your shit, they look exactly the same, and his performance was exceptional.
Oh, fair fox. Where is Will anyway? What's keeping him? He was the one that wanted to meet. Out the corner of their eyes, the pair saw a slender figure striding towards the table. A figure they had not seen in many years.
Hello, you benders! Been a while!
Cut the shit, mate. Do you not remember the last time we met?
Look, how did I know you were going to turn out to be Busey's double?
Fair fox, you're right. Fair fucks, you're right, mate. But why have you brought us down to Chili Beers? What's your agenda?
I've had an offer to bring the show back for a one-off special.
What? Get the back... What? Get the band back together?
What? Ride once more into the sunset?
Yeah, you've got it. Calm down. But what do you guys say about that opportunity?
Well, fucking obviously, I'm in.
Tom, can you fit us in your busy schedule?
Of course I can.
The trio then started to shoot the shit. It had been over 20 years and there was a lot to catch up on.
So what are you actually doing now, Jack? Still on the old YouTubes?
Yeah, just about. I mean, the views aren't the same anymore, but my new rap, hip to be a middle-aged father of four, is going down pretty well, let me tell you.
Fair fox.
All of a sudden, two creepy ginger twins appeared by the table. They looked like... Right, you know the Weasley brothers in Harry Potter? Imagine them mixed with the girls from The Shining. Creepy as fuck, basically. Jesus Christ, you two scared the life out of me.
Sorry, we just wanted to know how long you were going to be, Daddy.
Not long, Manchester, now. Run along, back to the car. I won't be long.
Manchester?
Yes, my twins are twins' names are Manchester and Orchestra, as I thought getting a shit tattoo on my feet wasn't enough. So to show my love for the band, and also to demonstrate just how alternative I am, I've named them so.
Fair fox.
Daddy, are these idiots the ones you were talking about in the car?
Ooh, steady on there, Orchestra. Remember what I said about keeping your little mouth shut?
No, Orchestra! These are his old Newcastle teammates. Oh, yay! Did you see all of Daddy's 300 goals?
It was 326, actually, the Orchestra. But moving on quickly.
Oh, fuck me, Tom. Still up to your old tricks?
Hey now! Don't speak to my dad like that!
Run along now, children. You don't need to hear this.
The children ran out of the bar and back into the car and wait for further instructions from their quite clearly deluded and deranged dad.
Look, Tom, this has been going on too long. Tell them the truth, otherwise the deal is off.
I don't need your deal, William. I'm shooting Captain Ben Phillips. Prank you later.
Oh, you fucking sellout.
That's it, Jack. Walk away like you always do.
Jack storms out of the pub and gets into a car parked outside. It's only the passenger seat, mind, as the dumb fuck still hasn't passed his test. 25 years in the future, and this is a fictional play. Tom departed the pub soon after to tend to his scary children, whilst Will waited for the bill, paid for everything, and slowly crept off into the dead of night.
Fair. Oh,
that was lovely, William.
Oh, bastards. Two minors. I got two minors,
and
Will.
One major.
You haven't actually talked about your test yet. Do you want to vent quickly?
I got two minors and I got a major right at the end and he failed me.
That's because you've been a speedmaster demon.
Well, I started my test on the dual carriageway. Everything was fine.
Yep.
Finished my test on the dual carriageway on a different one. Was going 65 miles an hour. Thought, yeah, this is fine. My examiner went, oh, Jack, that's a 50 here, mate. And I was like, why? Ooh. And he was like, roadworks. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, there's a big sign. I was like, ah, fucked it.
Well, so, you got other opportunities. When can you retake?
I can't, essentially.
Oh, what do you mean?
You're 3D theory, don't you?
Basically, Norwich is fully booked for the next 6 months, so they just will not take any more bookings. And by that time, my theory would have run out. So I've got to take my theory again, boys! Oh, I get knocked down!
And I get up again! Never gonna keep me down!
That was nice.
Fall down, out, get up.
Why don't we start a band?
Yeah.
Why
don't we
called
start
the failures?
It's called the Kanye West, maybe. Yeah.
You know, say goodbye to everyone.
I don't know if I want to
say goodbye to me, please.
Okay, right. Thank you for listening to the show, guys. This has been all about future. We've come back now, and it's present time. but I will be talking about the future again because you can join us again next week on FUBAR Radio 4 till 6, the Bloody Jack Mate Show. Who knows what the theme will be? We should have checked that when we went in the future.
We should have done. Thanks a lot to Helen Anderson for popping in. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you to Colin Furs. Was also a pleasure. And thank you to every single one of my guests that I called this week: Franco, Key, Ian, Helen,
Michael Payne,
and
Schaefer.
There we go. There,
Will, do you want to thank him?
Thank you, Jack, as well, for making my Friday afternoon a wonderful experience.
That's okay, mate. That's okay. I love you.
I love you.
Have a good Friday, guys. Here's Kanye West. Go out and get bloody pissed.
Bye.
La 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 la. Wait till I give my money right. had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to Hill, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from.
Wait till I get my money right. Then you can't tell me nothing right.
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie, you decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double parked that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day, but homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you could live through anything if magic made it. Talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Alright, man, holler then. Tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let the champagne splash. Let that man get cash. Let that man get past. He don't even stop to get gas. If he could move through the rumors, he could drive off of fumes. Cause how he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of hoes? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold. Treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada, I'm in between, but way more fresher. But way less effort. Cause when you try hard, that's when you die hard. Your homies looking like why God when they reminisce over you, my God.